Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. It is chilly, as far as I'm concerned. It's 60 degrees. My friend Dr. Keith Ablow is in my other beloved Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I'm sure, is hearing 60 degrees, and I'm complaining about how cold it is, and he's laughing. No, he is. He's laughing. He's mocking me. I guarantee you that, because I shouldn't be complaining. And I don't believe my parents, or, you know, when they were alive, oh, your blood gets thinner. The older you get, the blood gets thinner. And, of course, they moved to Florida, because that's the law. You have to do that. But 60 degrees, and I am absolutely feeling like I'm sitting on a block of ice. Dr. Keith Ablow, who I know is safely ensconced in Newburyport, where are you even in the double digits right now, Keith?
Yeah, it's a little chilly outside.
Yeah?
It's beyond sweater weather. It's kind of sweater and light jacket weather, at least.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, Heidi, earlier today, I was complaining about the weather, and she turned to me, and in her best accent, because her mother sounds exactly like the Gorton's fisherman, she said, well, you know, it's sweater weather. And I was like, huh, yeah, it's wicked cold, I know, right?
There you go. And you said safely ensconced in Newburyport, Mass. But, of course, it isn't safe for any conservative, for any thinking person to be in Massachusetts.
God, why don't you look, you got options, man. Either put a moat around that place of yours or come here to another commonwealth where we will happily have you. Those are your options.
Put a moat around this place or a moat around Elizabeth Warren's house so that she can't get out. Maybe she can't go vote on things.
No kidding. Is she, by the way, I you mentioned her, is she getting crazier? Because, I mean, she's always been Meshuggah, but man, it's like Meshuggah plus now. She's going further and further and further to the left.
Yeah, she is going further and further to the left. And she also, you know, was single-handedly obstructing, like, one of the greatest technologies to ever be developed, like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency that could bring some honesty
right
to things like the monetary system, and, you know, she's out there trying to stop it, well, because one could argue, you know, she's not on the side of truth.
Right. That's right. No, yeah.
She's not on the side of truth.
Definitely not. She's definitely not on the side of truth. Isn't that, don't you think that's sort of a common trait, though, for leftists? Kamala Harris last night, I don't know if you had a chance to watch her latest meltdown with Bret Baier. She didn't come within a mile of the truth in that little chat.
It was, you know, I'm trained in, you know, psychotherapeutic maneuvers, and I try to maintain a sense of equanimity.
Yeah.
But I felt my pulse rising.
Yeah.
I was up out of my seat. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to scream at the TV, answer the question.
Yep.
Right? It complete unwillingness to address the actual questions. Just saying nonsensical things like he's not on the ballot, this, that. Brett, you and I both know. And finally he said, well, no, I don't.
No, I know.
Like, I actually don't know what you're saying.
What is it in her, though, Keith? Because, I, you know, I watched it and we're laughing about it, but she said it. I mean, I don't think she's a stupid person, but she said it. Does she really believe the garbage that she's spewing, or is there some disconnect somewhere, you know, one synapse is not firing or something?
Well, I think it is a common trait amongst progressives and Democrats in general, because the party's been hijacked.
Yeah.
That they don't assume that others have this nearly the level of intelligence that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that half-truths, non-answers, and denial will get them through, which is a really cynical perspective But it's essential for Democrats to have that perspective. Is essential in order for them to believe that they should run your life because you're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and that's definitely the way they see it, that you're like not sensible, not capable, not autonomous. They have to run your life. Therefore, what they tell you, you should believe because you don't have discernment.
So, just so we're all clear, I want to remind everybody, Dr. Keith Abloh is joining us. KeithAbloh.com is the website, and he is he's a true renaissance man. I mean, he's just is a brilliant guy, and there's so much available when we talk about Keith and Keith Abloh.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But your assertion then, Keith, is that they start every exchange, every interaction, every conversation from a grounding point on their side that says, whoever's in front of them, I am smarter than that person.
Absolutely. Okay. That they are smarter than that person because there is this filter. They assume that they don't need to say things that are going to pass as rational and that are going to register with sensible, intelligent people as something approximating a real answer or the truth. Okay. So you have someone saying about the border, which they've left open and allowed to be overrun by some good people and some criminals.
That's right.
And many people who may end up trying to vote illegally, they've done that. And her answer to that is, listen, I'm the only one who has prosecuted cases against drug kingpins. What? Well, you're the only prosecutor. There are only two people running, I mean, with a chance to win. And yeah, you are a prosecutor, but, like, how is that relevant? You're the only one to, I'm the only one to, like, wash my particular color and make of car who's running, too.
Yep, you're right. Right. Well, and you know what, Keith? I throw a flag on that one because she talks consistently about how she's the only one who's ever prosecuted, quote, transnational criminal organizations. Now, I don't know how to break it to her. She's never prosecuted a transnational criminal organization because she's never been a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney. The DA in Alameda doesn't do that. The DA
That's right.
in San Francisco, heck, the Attorney General of California doesn't do that.
Man, exactly. And who did she prosecute? Well, she prosecuted a lot of people who used marijuana and put them in jail while she was using marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah,
but her little pithy answer to that, all giggly with a radio talk show host when asked, well, what's the difference between you using marijuana and the people you put in jail?
Yes.
She said, well, I didn't get caught.
Ugh.
That's the only honest thing I can think she's ever said.
Yeah. And do you think that was intentional or was that like one of those inadvertent Freudian slips?
I think it was. it was a moment of transparency.
Yeah.
Where, you know, but isn't that could be sort of their rallying cry, the Democrats. Well, what about this insider trading that you guys do?
Yeah.
When you're elected officials in the Senate or the House of Representatives. Well, we don't get caught.
That's right. That's right. It is such an insult to every single American. It really is, regardless of what the crime might be, the offense, the bad behavior. It is just absolutely insulting. And because they're devoid of any sense of honor or dignity, they just they spew it out there, and you know, then they order a sandwich. I mean, life goes on for them.
And I have more respect for them.
Yeah.
If really, I would. If they said, listen, we're hell-bent on creating a single world government.
Mm-hmm.
Countries that do their own bidding, and particularly the most successful of them, are our enemies.
Right.
Because it suggests that they may continue to do that.
That's right.
And we really want to dissolve all folks into one entity and then run it and be all-powerful beings at the top of that Politburo or whatever it might be.
Uh-huh.
And then I would at least say, all right, that's honest.
Yeah. 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 You know what? I'm with you, Keith. If they would at least have that shred of integrity, but, you know, I don't think either one of us is going to hold our breath waiting for it to show up. I want people, Keith, to get a copy of the whole Learn the Lessons from Trump book. Do me a favor. Remind everybody about this great book that you wrote, the title, and where the best place is for them to get it.
The best place is Amazon because it's the most convenient place, because how many people are going to come to Newburyport, knock on my door, and get a signed copy? And it's Trump Your Life.
Trump Your Life.
But if people do come and knock on the door, they will get a signed copy.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. In the spring, when you thaw out, I would head north to Newburyport, or again, I remind you, head south. Bring a signed copy. We'll have a place for you.
I will come and see you there, and then you can repay that visit and come here. But I'll bring you a signed copy of Trump Your Life and sit with you in your majestic studio.
I love it. Keith, I appreciate you being here, brother. That is Dr. Keith Abloh. Check him out online, keithabloh.com. And again, get a copy of Trump Your Life. These are life lessons from President Donald Trump. Now, you may like him, you may love him, you may hate him, but you can learn a lot from them, and you'll get a copy of the book, Trump Your Life, at Amazon.com. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.